The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, on Saturday, March 28th, at the Council Bluffs Public Library from 9 to 4, the Council Bluffs Historic Preservation Commission is hosting a rather cool event. It's the third annual Historic Preservation Party, and one of the historians is Troy Stolp. Troy, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
What is the Council Bluffs Historic Preservation Commission? What do you do?
Well, what we do is if the city has designated a neighborhood or a section of the city as a local historic district, then if someone were to buy a home or a business and they wanted to make changes to their building in that district, well, then they would come and talk to us and say, we want to change a window, we want to change a sign. But as the Historic Preservation Commission, we would like them to keep their building within the historic character of the rest of that district. So we work with them and talk to them about how they can do that. And usually they submit a proposal to the city board, and then they come before us, and then we talk to them about it. Then we approve it or deny it. And it's usually one of those things where people are always concerned, like, oh, they're going to make me tear my house down, or they're going to make me do this or that. But it's not like that at all. One of the reasons we're having the Historic Preservation Party is to talk to the public about, hey, we are not an ogre commission. We work with everybody and say, here's how we can do these things for everybody in the long run.
So how does the city go about picking an area? I mean, how big an area do they pick? And how does that one area get chosen?
Well, usually it has to do with the people in that community. If it's a neighborhood, for instance, the 100 block in Council Bluffs is designated a historic district. So all the businesses on that 100 block, and that's a district that's all business, or there's historic neighborhoods that are designated, they get together and they ask the city to be designated as a historic district. And then our board would approve or deny that. And what will happen is I'll look into, is there a historic nature there? How old are those homes? Is that sort of a place that has historiosity to it? Or was it built in the, 1980s? That sort of thing. So that's the kind of stuff I look at.
Oh, I'll tell you, I mean, being built in the 1980s feels pretty historical about now, having lived through them. That was a long time ago, if you're asking me. But
yes, a lot of historic things happened at my home, but it wouldn't qualify as historic officially.
Fair enough. What are some of the criteria that you look at that is considered in order to designate either an area or a single building as historic?
It's not really a specific list that we go down. It's really, especially in Council Bluffs, is the area considered historic? Is it a building that was originally constructed in a historic period of time? Did something historic happen in that location? For instance, the Breggin House in Council Bluffs was a house that was created specifically for the Breggins, who were vaudeville and movie folk who became candy owners. And they were some of the original historic residents of Council Bluffs that became popular and brought a lot of spotlight to Council Bluffs in the late 19th century. So that district is considered historic, but they also had to petition the city to get that designation. So that neighborhood that they're in is considered a historic designated district. And so whenever changes are made, they would have to go through the Historic Preservation Commission to say, put a new railing or add a new awning on the outside of the home, that sort of thing.
On Saturday, March 28th, as I mentioned, at the Council Bluffs Public Library from 9 to 4, it's the third annual Historic Preservation Party. What is this like? What can we expect when we show up at this?
The historic preservation is required by the state of Iowa to have a public event. So I thought, why not have all the organizations that I can think of and invite them to have this historic preservation party where they will set up tables and interact with the public and showcase what they do to preserve things historically, because that can take on myriad forms. And then we also have a number of presentations throughout the day, 15 to 20 minute presentations. So if you go to see a group, you don't have to take all day to do it. It's not going to be an hour long presentation. They're short, and it's a way for these organizations to highlight what they do and cover some aspect of historic preservation.
Well, it's Saturday, March 28th at the Council Bluffs Public Library. More information can be found on the website councilbluffs-ia.gov, and then just look under Historic Preservation Commission. You'll find all the information that you need. Troy Stolp, he's a historian at the Council Bluffs Historic Preservation Commission. Troy, congratulations on your third annual event, and have a great time.
Thank you so much, Mike, for showcasing this.